always think it's funny. I always think it's funny that when people see a success, they automatically assume, especially when it comes to like franchises, whether it's in movies or TV shows, that boom, that just saved everything. Oh, that's a good show. The franchise saved. Oh, that's a good movie. Oh, the whole franchise is dead. All right, it's a success. That means look out, we got competition. No, I'm sorry, no. No, your grade point average is still about a D minus to an F. You know, especially like DCEU has had a couple of good ones. We're talking through the years. It hasn't been consistent. And they're like, oh, you know, Black Adam, which is coming out like this Friday. They're like, oh, Black Adam, it's gonna change the game. We'll see. You guys have been very inconsistent. Like, literally, like, the Batman, I have to say, I'm hoping that is a sign of things to come. That, like, it's going to be, this is a change, you know, game changer. But we'll see. We have to see. The sequel hasn't come out yet. Black Adam hasn't come out yet. We still haven't seen it, you know, there's still, Shazam, Fury of the Gods got delayed. So, we have to see. But as of right now, they're still inconsistent. The MCU, very inconsistent. No Way Home, huge success. Other than that, you know what I mean? So, what's our next big Marvel film coming out? Wakanda Forever? Wakanda Forever will come out in November. So, we'll see. The Disney Plus shows didn't do it, but once again, inconsistency. And a lot of mixed reviews and inconsistencies. Does it right now? Doesn't mean a success. Star Wars has been very inconsistent as of late. You know, like Obi-Wan, and then like Book of Boba Fett, and everyone's like, Andor's doing really well right now, so that's gonna save Star Wars. I don't know about that. You know what's gonna save Star Wars? Consistency. Consistency. You know why? This is why. Imagine going to a restaurant, and the only good thing in the entire menu, we're talking about a menu that has like, we're talking about from, you know, everything from appetizers, lunch, dinner, desserts, you know, you can even say like the bar, like drinks at the bar. The only good thing there is the clam chowder. Now, you can sit there and say, I'll go keep going back to eat this clam chowder until it's trash, until it's no good anymore, or I get tired of it. But is that all you want to go to a restaurant for, is just for the clam chowder? No, you want variety. You want to be able to go there and go like, you know what, today, I'm going to have the BLT. Oh, you know what, today, I'm going to have the Cobb salad, or shepherd's pie, whatever it is. The point is that you want everything to be good, not just the one thing, because that's the problem. You'll have that one thing that's consistently good, but guess what's going to happen? You're going to get burnt out on it. And so that's why you want a good restaurant where you can get a variety of things and they're all good quality and they're all good. And that's the thing with these franchises. One good success doesn't mean the whole thing is a success. We have to have consistency. You know, we have to have everything be good. Does it all have to have the same quality? I mean, I wish it did. But sometimes it doesn't always have to be. But I wish it did. So, that's the thing. Especially with She-Hulk and the CGI and stuff like that. Actually, so like the last few shows, so you can see some little in their stuff. But the point is that a good successful story, even if it has some questionable CG in it, or some of the practical effects aren't the greatest, if you get a good consistent story and it's good and it's entertaining, everybody enjoys it, you'll overlook stuff. We've talked about that. But the problem is with these shows, they're all over the place. The movies are all over the place. So why would you want to keep going back if it's not consistent, if not all of it's good quality? And that's the thing. One success is not going to guarantee everything's going to be a success. It's back to back. We had 10 years of success with the MCU. It took one bad phase for all of us to not trust it anymore. So that's what we need, guys. That's what we need. We need to be able to go back to that restaurant and go, you know what? I'm going to try the roast beef. And it ends up being great. That's what we need.